You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has asked the International Security Forum for more weapons for Ukraine's armed forces to be able to prevail over the invading Russian military. Mr. Zelensky said it was good that the latest package of sanctions, the sixth imposed by the EU since the start of the war in February, was agreed upon, but also called for more EU sanctions against Russia.
Of course, it is good that the sixth sanctions package has finally been agreed, but it must start working immediately so that it is possible to move on to the preparation of the seventh sanctions package. Every remaining link between Europe and Russia is a rope that the Russian state will try to turn into a stranglehold.
In his address, Ukraine's president said his country should be granted candidate status for membership in the EU, then full membership.
We must strengthen the unity of Europe, true unity. And the main step in this direction should be to grant Ukraine the status of a candidate for membership in the European Union and subsequently full membership. There can be no temptation in Russia to assume that European countries will not support Ukraine in this matter. Because if Russia feels that Europe is weak and can leave Ukraine without the obviously necessary decision on candidacy, it will be one of the biggest destabilizing factors for the continent during Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has welcomed NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to the Pentagon as Russia tightened its grip on a key target in a battle for control of Ukraine's eastern Donbass region. Mr. Austin says Russian President Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine has galvanized the world.
You know, Putin wanted to weaken the rules-based international order, but instead he galvanized the world by his actions. I know that there's been a lot of discussion about defense spending within NATO recently. Well, so let me just say that spending 2% of GDP is a floor and not a ceiling, in my view.
Mr. Stoltenberg says Mr. Putin wanted less NATO, but ended up with more NATO.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO. With more NATO presence in the eastern part of the alliance, and also with more members. And the decision by Finland and Sweden to apply for NATO membership, they are historic decisions. And Finland and Sweden as NATO members will strengthen NATO, strengthen our transatlantic bond.
Mr. Zelensky told Luxembourg's parliament via video link that Russian forces now occupied about a fifth of Ukrainian territory, with battle lines now stretching more than 1,000 kilometers. As the invasion heads into its 100th day, Russia says Washington is adding fuel to the fire with a new $700 million weapons package for Ukraine that will include advanced rocket systems with a range of up to 80 kilometers. Maros Sefcovic, Vice President of the European Commission for Interinstitutional Relations, described the bloc's agreement to embargo most Russian oil imports by the year end as a really significant, unprecedented measure.
I think that from the beginning, what was our primary objective with the sanctions was they have to hurt much more the aggressors than us, that we would respect the specificities of different member states. They have different energy mixes, and that to help Ukraine in the best possible way, we have to be, as a Europe, economically strong, economically fit. We have to be politically united so we can have really this strong political action and this very solid determination. And therefore, it took us more time, but in the end we have sections which are supported by unanimous votes. 90% of oil is banned, and I think it's really significant, unprecedented measure.
EU leaders agreed on Monday to cut Russian oil imports by about 90% over the next 6 months, a dramatic move that was considered unthinkable just months ago. The ban covers Russian oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary exemption for imports delivered by pipeline, a move that was crucial to bring landlocked Hungary on board, a decision that required consensus. The 27-country bloc relies on Russia for 25% of its oil and 40% of its natural gas, and European countries that are even more heavily dependent on Russia had been especially reluctant to act. Levan Davistavili, Georgia's Minister of Economy, said he thought now was the time for nations to be looking at greener energy supplies and called for more support for industries.
Yeah, well, I fully agree with the Commissioner that we need to speed up this process of economic transformation and shift to renewable energy. Of course, this process has been started, but we have to really be more consolidated and better coordinated to support industries to go through these transformational changes.
Sweden is also stepping up its assistance to Ukraine. The Nordic country will provide Ukraine with more economic aid and military equipment, including anti-ship missiles, rifles, and anti-tank weapons, Defense Minister Peter Hultqvist says.
Regeringen föreslår att Sverige bistår Ukraina med robot 17.
The government proposes that Sweden assist Ukraine with Robot 17, Automatic Rifle 90 with ammunition, an additional 5,000 anti-tank weapons, and financial resources to the fund in support of Ukraine's armed forces set up by NATO. The equipment that we have decided upon is qualified and is in line with what Ukraine have asked for. Anti-ship missiles is something that they've specifically asked for, and Robot 17 is a very capable system which will increase Ukraine's ability to fight back against Russia's illegal and unprovoked invasion.
Ukrainas förmåga att slå tillbaka mot Rysslands olagliga och oprovocerade invasion.
Ukrainian forces are continuing to fight Russian troops and Russia-backed separatists advancing in the eastern regions of the Donbas. Britain's defense ministry reports that Russia had captured most of the city of Severodonetsk, one of two in Luhansk province that had remained under Ukrainian control. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.